bound in the same way. So if anyone's in any doubt as to why that plays out the way it does, I think that's now cleared. My number, 0345 6060 973. But let's just set up where we are, how we got here. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent in Washington, D.C.
As if the last sort of 18 months haven't been busy enough, Simon, as if this thing hasn't twisted like a turny-twisty thing all the way through, the final twist, perhaps, is that Hillary Clinton has been apparently cleared again by the FBI. Let's just set up where, how we got here and what this means tonight.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, perhaps this is the last twist, but there are still, 36 hours or so to go, so anything could still happen. But if we go back to the very beginning, this, of course, all began when Hillary Clinton made the fateful decision to use a private email server at her home in upstate New York while she was Secretary of State, instead of using State Department government email. And so Hillary Clinton and her top aides were operating off that private email server, and on occasion trafficking in classified information that should never have gone anywhere near that private email server. There was, of course, a full-scale FBI investigation. Hillary Clinton, who now puts herself across as a paragon of transparency, dragged her feet in terms of getting thousands of emails into the hands of the State Department and then into the hands of the FBI. She deleted thousands of emails off her server that she claimed related only to personal issues, like her yoga appointments or visits to her mother, her daughter's wedding, visiting her granddaughter, that kind of thing. But of course, there was no outside scrutiny to make sure that all of those emails were indeed only relating to personal issues. The initial FBI review, concluded several weeks ago, concluded that Hillary Clinton and her top aides had been careless, they'd been reckless with classified information, but they hadn't done anything that led the FBI to believe that they should face criminal prosecution. Then suddenly, 9 days ago, the FBI director announced more email had been discovered, this time on a device owned by a top Clinton aide, Huma Abedin, and her disgraced ex-husband, the former congressman from New York, Anthony Weiner. He was the subject of a separate investigation into a sexting scandal involving allegations that he'd been sending inappropriate messages and imagery to an underage girl. They've spent the last week sifting through thousands of emails that they discovered on that device that came from the Clinton email server. And now the FBI director, removing the cloud that had been hanging over Hillary Clinton's head for the last week of the campaign, says, actually, on reflection, we still don't think there's anything there. We still don't think she needs to be charged and face criminal indictment. So
obviously,
very good news for her, very bad news for Donald Trump.
A huge relief for Hillary Clinton, but it still poses the question, or at least it doesn't get rid of the question, why did the head of the FBI, James Comey, why 9 days ago do you think he chose to say what he said? It was at best a very strange piece of timing. And when the history books are written, as they are being right now, lots of people are saying that this was a political intervention. The timing, at least, was a political intervention.
Yeah, but I think you have to put yourself in James Comey's shoes. He suddenly discovers, a week before an election, that there are 650,000 emails, some of which come from Hillary Clinton's server, some of which he and his agents have never previously seen. And critically, James Comey had already, in a report to Congress, explained why he had decided not to pursue criminal action against Hillary Clinton. So James Comey, 9 days ago, says, I need to go back to Congress. I've got to update that report and tell them that actually we've just found a load more email and we need to reinvigorate the investigation. This is the FBI director who for weeks had been excoriated by the Republicans for failing to lock Hillary Clinton up, and praised by Democrats for being this absolute paragon of legal probity in the initial investigation. So James Comey puts that letter into Congress, then suddenly he's being praised by Donald Trump, being described as a courageous man who's out to right historic wrongs, and he's being excoriated by the Democrats. Now, a week later, they finish going through the email, and James Comey says, in the interests of transparency, I now need to tell everybody there will be no criminal charges. Now, you know, there are many critics here, particularly legal scholars, who say that James Comey didn't need to write that initial letter to Congress a week ago. But imagine what would have happened if 24 hours before the election or 24 hours after it, the Republicans had suddenly discovered that the FBI had lit on that trove of emails. I mean, that could really have plunged things into a constitutional crisis here.
Sure. So essentially damned if he did and damned if he didn't.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the problems with this, Simon, is perhaps inevitable in a campaign like this, maybe in any campaign, it's impossible to strip the politics of this away from the legalities of this. So on that basis, let's talk about the politics of this, and let's talk about how it might change the race with 48 hours to go until the election itself. Do you think, when we talked about the relief of Hillary Clinton and the fact this is bad news for Donald Trump, is there a danger of overstating that relief and that sense of bad news? Or is this really something that you think is going to keep that slim lead for Hillary Clinton and maybe even expand it?
Well, I think there is a danger of overstating it. I think, first of all, it's worth noting that all of this didn't begin with the FBI director. It began with Hillary Clinton. It was her decision, against all the advice that she was receiving, to use a private email server that has led to months of inquiry and the last week of uncertainty that she's had to deal with. And in reality, she's only got herself to blame for that. Mm. It's not clear that the FBI director's announcement 9 days ago that he was reinvigorating the investigation did much long-term damage to Hillary Clinton. It certainly moved the needle a little bit in Donald Trump's direction. We saw that at the beginning of last week. There were a couple of polls suggesting that he'd edged into a national lead, maybe 1, maybe 3 percentage points over Hillary Clinton. But by the end of the week, she was back on top in the national polls with a lead of between 3 to 5%. And the Clinton team, of course, have been arguing that the initial announcement was not really doing very much damage to Hillary Clinton's standing. They said, if anything, it had energized Clinton supporters and made them even more determined to put her in the White House. So it's difficult for them now to say, OK, well, that clears the cloud away and finally, you know, she's on track for victory. I mean, the reality remains what the reality has always been. To win this election, Donald Trump has to win every vote that Mitt Romney won in 2012, and then some more. Mm. And Donald Trump doesn't even have Mitt Romney's personal vote in this election. So the paths to victory for him are few and far between. They exist. He could pull off the upset surprise of the political age. That's definitely possible. But Democrats can go to bed tonight perhaps just a touch more confident than they were 24 hours ago.
And in a lot of swing states, early voting has been happening for quite some time. It's quite an unusual thing for us to consider in the UK, the extent to which people can vote early, either postally or in person as well. In a lot of these swing states, early voting was happening when the news for Hillary Clinton was actually very, very good. Before the FBI intervention of 9 days ago, a lot of states had people going to the polls, casting their vote. How much do you think a Clinton advantage is sort of baked in already in terms of the, 50 million people that have voted already?
Yes, well, absolutely. Well, they say it's absolutely baked in. In fact, if you listen to the Clinton team's rhetoric, they almost argue it's not even worth bothering to go ahead with Election Day because they basically say she's already won it. They insist that there's been such a tidal wave of enthusiasm in Florida, particularly among Latino voters, they say, and Asian American voters, a little bit less so among African American voters and women. They're absolutely convinced that she's on track for victory in Florida. And, you know, Florida's the great decider here. If Donald Trump doesn't win Florida, there really isn't a path for him to win the keys to the Oval Office. But they are, of course, the Clinton team, completely overstating that. I do think, you know, this early voting issue is a bit of a mess. I mean, you will have had people participating in early voting who didn't know the FBI investigation was reinvigorated. Then you'll have people participating in early voting while this cloud was hanging over Hillary Clinton's head. So maybe they were a little bit less likely to vote for her and hewed to Donald Trump. And then today, you'll have people early voting who have now found out that the FBI is not pursuing criminal indictments against Hillary Clinton. So, you know, there can be some pollution in all of those votes. And until the early hours of Wednesday morning UK time, when the votes are counted and we start learning the results, I think it's going to be very difficult to know exactly how this has all played out.
And you're a busy man, Simon, and we appreciate your time. But one final question, if you have time for it. Looking ahead to the early hours of Wednesday morning UK time, when we start to see how these states have voted. Again, it is the want of the American networks to call the results in states, sometimes with as few as 3 or 4% of the votes in those states counted. Now, you can probably do that quite safely in New York and California. How confident do you think those networks are going to be about places like Florida? Is there a chance that the margin might be big enough for them to say with certainty that Hillary Clinton has won Florida quite early on? Or are we going to see lots of states too close to call for much of the night?
Well, a lot of it will, of course, depend on the exit poll data that they gather during the course of the day and how they interpret it. And a lot of it will depend on how tight these races are. You know, if Pennsylvania turns out not to be particularly tight, as the latest polls have suggested, and Hillary Clinton is romping to victory there, I think they'll call it for her. If Donald Trump is romping to victory in one of the other battleground states, I think they'll call it for him. I mean, my best guess, and I'm absolutely confident that all of our listeners will be staying up all night long to listen to every word of our election night special on LBC.
But I know my I will be. Best,
but I know I will be. But my best guess is that if you just want to hear who's won, you probably want to tune in around 4 o'clock in the morning, between 4 o'clock in the morning UK time. That's when the polls close out in California. And if the networks are sufficiently confident at that point that they know the outcome of this race, that's when they'll project it. If they don't project it at 4 o'clock in the morning UK time, then it suggests we're in for a bit of a squeaker, and it could get even more exciting.
And I wonder if this election night will be as long as in 2000, where it lasted for 10 weeks, I think, all the way to the
After 15 months of this, you can imagine where my hopes lie.
Quite. It's going to be a long night for you, Simon. Of course, you're part of our team coverage. Ian and Sheila live here on LBC from 10 o'clock. You'll also be with Nick Ferrari at breakfast. He's live in New York City on Wednesday morning as well. So I guess you're off to sleep now in preparation for that. And we look forward to speaking to you and hearing you on Wednesday morning and Tuesday night as well.